It's what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? What's up,
Lagos?
Yeah. Yes. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What is up, Lagos? If you're in a filling station, sorry. Yes. If you are smelling of petrol, sorry. If you are looking at the chaos and the cacophony of noise and misunderstanding at a petrol station that's causing traffic, sorry. And believe me, this situation, we have to get rid of it finally, once and for all. Everybody, all hands should be on deck. We can't do this again. 300 naira per liter. 350 per liter. Petrol. Bentiro. 350 per liter.
Jesus.
400. There's no light in the house. I have to buy petrol to put inside the generator. You can't give me electricity. My roads are not good. No earth. Doctors are running away. Even though still yet, even though no, you still have the girls and effrontery not to provide me what God has put under the soil. Nigerians, if our mumu never reach, it will never reach. All right, I say good morning to you and welcome to the show today. It is called What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
All right, we're here today and you can hear her voice. That's not Marianne, that is Fancy Nancy.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes. Is on her way. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, and Info Girl is right beside me. Oh my God. All right, 11 minutes past the hour. How do we start the show every single day? We go into the part of the show where we sound off. Sound off is saying something that is paining our hearts that we won't allow you to say. We'll just say it right here and we just end it there. Then we get into the musing on the show. And when we get to the musing, we'll get to talk. It's Friday. We let our hair down for those that have hair. And those that don't have hair, just imagine your hair is on your shoulder, okay? So we're going to bit four. Sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badoba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, at exactly 12 minutes past the hour 10, this is What's Up Lagos. My name is Stretch and this is Sound Off this morning. A federal high court sitting in Minna, the Niger State capital, has ordered that the Chief of Army Staff, General Farouk Yahaya, be arrested for contempt. Justice Halima Abdul Malik, who issued the warrant and presided over the case, said the order followed notice brought before the court in pursuance of Order 42, Rule 10 of the Niger State High Court Civil Procedure 2018. The judge ruled that the order is commuting Yahaya to be kept in Minna correctional custody for contentions of order of the court on October 12th. 2022, adding that the Chief of Army Staff is to remain in custody till he has been purged of the contempt. Also, the judge issued the Commandant Training and Doctrine Command, MENA, Major General Olugbenga Olabanji, be arrested and imprisoned for a similar offense. Well, the newspaper I got this from had reported that on November 29, also, a federal high court sitting in Abuja sentenced the Inspector General of Police, Usman Baba, to 3 months in prison for disobeying a court order. The IGP's committal followed a suit that was filed by a police officer, Patrick Okoli, who was unlawfully and compulsorily retired from the Nigeria Police Force. The court also ordered the payment of 10 million naira to the applicant, being special and general damages for unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional denial of his rights and privileges as a senior officer of the Nigeria Police Force from 1993 till date. This sounds beautiful. This sounds like, oh, the judiciary, we're up, we're gonna do this. And this is out there. And I want to ask a question. Do you actually think that these people mentioned will go to jail? They will be locked up. It will happen. Do you feel so? Now, what? Why shouldn't it happen? The rule of law, right? If they do not go, that means that the rule of law will, I mean, like, what is the essence of this? So I'm watching this. I don't know if anybody can tell me if the Inspector General of Police is behind bars right now, or if you think that the Chief of Army Staff will. Maybe I'm just a pessimistic Nigerian that thinks that na lie, na so it be, you know, go happen. Or maybe I'm just being realistic. Or maybe this I just read now is just whitewash. Some people believe in some quarters that the rule of law is only meant for the downtrodden. But if it's where Marianne or Stretch that this was read out to, see, the handcuffs will come fortified. And I will have been, they would even incarcerate you before you read this out. So I'm asking you, is the law really fair? Is Lady Law blindfolded? Will this happen? Do you think this will happen? Do you think this can be enforced? Like those behind the Chief of Army Staff say, sir, we're here by from the court order, sir, you accompany us to prison, sir. And they will take him and they will lock him up. Or the Inspector General of Police, sir, Inspector General, sir, according to the court, sir, you are hereby sentenced to jail, sir. Do you think it will happen in this country? So why is it so skewed? Why is it so imbalanced? Why can't we have the law to the letter, no matter who you are? And I heard someone told me that, do you know that local government chairman, no, we said it yesterday, not even a couple of days ago, local government chairman can be sued. They don't have any immunity, but yet nobody has taken anybody to court. Maybe we don't believe in the judicial system. I don't know why they went through the trouble of bringing this and reading this out and raising my hopes. So I'm watching. Inspector General of Police, if you're not wearing prison uniform very soon, that means I won't believe in the law anymore. Chief of Army Staff, you should be in prison according to the courts. Is there the rule of law in Nigeria? Is the law only for the downtrodden? Is it fair that only the poor get this? Is it? And that is Sound Off. I'll take you to Lagos. All right, check your time now. It's exactly 18 minutes past hour 10, and this is still
What's Up Lagos?
Yes, and I'm right here surrounded by two beautiful women. Infa Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Fancy Nancy.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, and I'm here by myself on a Friday with two women. God, thank you, management. God bless you. All right, going on this morning, we're going to start musing. And the musing goes thus. Think about this. This boyfriend or girlfriend of yours, yes, when they were, you know, breakfast can be served neat. You can serve breakfast neat. You can say, take this. I mean, this is the first course. You can do it nicely. Say, it's you, it's me, not you. Let's just take a break. Something nice. I'll still be calling. We can still be very good friends. I'm so sorry this had to happen. I had to travel, blah, blah. And breakfast can be served by a WhatsApp message or a text message. Yeah,
can be served on the rocks.
Yeah. So this, your ex, served the worst of breakfast. Oh, you cried, you wept, you gnashed your teeth. You said, oh, you nearly wanted to even kill yourself. You told your mother, life is not worth living. You told your father. It was terrible.
Because of man.
You gave up on the world.
Because of man.
You stopped, no, because of woman too. I'm not saying it's only.
It's both.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. So, it got to, you survived it by the grace of God. You made it. Then down the line, 2 years, you're not talking to this guy. You've deleted
his existence.
You've broken the phone that you deleted his number in. You have so his email, you have you've, oh God.
It's that deep.
You erased it and you chewed the eraser.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this guy pops up nowhere, from nowhere, or this girl, and they are chief executive officers in somewhere, and they have a juicy job. And you just get a text message. I'll come and resume this role in my office. Your salary will be in six figures. The question now is,
what time should I resume?
After being served such horrible breakfast, terrible breakfast, they nearly killed you, will you take this job?
But you said the salary is in six figures, Abby. What time should I resume?
Wait, was it the ex that had to send the message?
Yes, the ex sent it, and you didn't know the number.
A good ex, though.
Exactly.
A good what?
Yes, he thought about
that,
me.
What if you had died? What if you had jumped into third million?
But I didn't die, and the salary is in six figures.
You will collect.
You see, the salary
the job
is six.
For wasting your time.
It's in six figures.
You will be answering him, sa.
How does he want this?
You will get. Oh.
Does he want it fresh?
Gio. So you.
But this is a real thing.
Because I'll be working. I'm working for the money, right?
Fancy Nancy, you will take this job.
Of course, I will. There's dignity in labor.
You want to ask me if I'll take this job?
Yes.
In this economy or the other economy?
Keep quiet. Forget that.
So, I will take it.
So your heartbreak doesn't mean anything.
The Lord has compensated me. What's the?
Six figures. That's all I heard.
Excuse.
Six. All right. We will go on a short break because I don't know the kind of people I'm surrounded with. No
hard,
dignity.
Very hard
no
work.
Dignity.
Very hard work.
No dignity.
There's dignity.
The job is a consolation for my pain.
For your pain. So
the
you
Lord
go
heard
back,
my cry from heaven. Who knew if I enter that company, he will leave.
He will leave his own company for you.
Who knew?
His own company.
This girl is planning the sabotage.
I'm telling you.
She's planning
so. All right, so let's get this. So get this fact digested. We'll come back. I'm saying, this guy served you, or this girl served you, the worst breakfast ever.
Mm. God works in
that's you. Keep quiet. Keep quiet.
The time that you listen to Celine Dion all through the year.
You cry so tell you do. You don't even know where you're crying.
No, Adele. It has to be Adele. Mm.
Adele. So you're there, tears are just rolling. And after those years, after you've deleted his destiny, he sends you an offer for a job. And I'm asking same women and men out there, apart from these people in the studio, will you take this job?
Church, you forgot to add six figures.
Six figures could be 100,000 naira.
No,
Abba.
Is it not six figures?
Abba.
100.
Okay, make it six zeros.
Okay,
let's
six zeros.
Know what
exactly.
All right, but let's check it out. So think about it while we go and we'll come back. Just need you. I love you like I love the water.
What's up, Lagos? Just alive. I miss my bell.
You miss your bell? That's wicked. The Lord has answered my prayer. I will say presents on hands. What's on your nose? That's how they did it. They go there. They start singing. Nilana. I will say presents on hands. Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
The real daddies, I'm here.
Yes, yeah, she made it through. She's all through. See, the traffic in Lagos is imported, though.
See, look, it's hey. Not. Let's not even hey. Just talk about the traffic, hey. Bro. Let's talk about people who are stranded.
I'm telling you,
they're unable to find transportation into. Or to wherever they're going to. It's that bad.
It's terrible. And some people are watching people suffer like this.
I mean, I'm still trying to understand the gibberish that government is saying.
The bad roads.
The so-called explanation that's inexplicable, that's even excusable, because it's inexcusable. What exactly is happening?
What's causing this?
Because I heard you this morning. It's right under us.
Yeah.
Our mates who are playing football in their country and taking photos. In this country, we have had zero returns into the national, to the nation's coffers from the so-called rebaptized and rechristened NMPC.
NMPC Limited. Nothing.
See.
And just let me
Nigeria
remind
you. Should be on Comedy Central.
See, let me just remind you also, the pipeline discovered taking water, taking crude to the high sea is still there.
Well, of course. But then the vessel has been destroyed because there's no need for an investigation.
But who built the pipeline? Who set it up? Nobody has answered.
Spirits.
Nobody.
Spirits from outer space.
You need civil engineers. You need petroleum engineers.
You're wasting time. Everybody. Spirits from outer space. You know how Mars can be.
Made the pipeline.
These guys, they did it overnight. And
it's still pumping now as we're speaking.
Yeah.
But it's going to the IC.
There's no need to investigate. That's what the army chief said. Yes. No need. There's nothing to investigate.
Okay. So if you're suffering out there and you will, if you suffer more after this administration, it's your fault.
Not your fault. You know that song by Fela Kuti? Now
it's your
fault be that.
It's your suffer for what? Now your fault be that.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
We just said this to say that.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. Mm-hmm. All right. So the musing we asked, Mayor and someone, please listen to. Fancy Nancy, you heard it. Your decision is the same. Look at her
I'm
face.
Sure she's proud of me.
No. Okay. Ask the question.
Okay.
But you're proud of me, though.
Let me talk first. So, you have a boyfriend that served you the worst breakfast.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Hypothetically, geez.
I had. Yes.
Imagine.
And he serves you the worst breakfast. Disrespectful, uncaring, unfeeling,
toxic,
insane, toxic. All the words in one basket. He served that breakfast, and you took it. It was painful. Was very bad. You will never ever forget that experience.
Mm.
Then 2 years down the line, you get a message from him. There's a juicy job. Come and take this job. It's six figures.
How is he going to send me this message? Because it's blocked everywhere.
Okay, you get it one way.
He sent you an email.
Through another number.
Through something, and he introduces himself. Come and start this job on Monday. This is your salary. And what will you do?
What I want to respond, I can't say it on air.
He said six figures salary.
Say what?
Six figures.
So what?
Really? You will take a job?
No, thank you.
Because he broke your heart?
No, because I can't work with you.
Yes! That's why she's mayor.
I've moved on.
It's not about the money.
I moved on from the heartbreak.
I have moved on, but I don't want to be seeing you down the hall.
I don't want you near me. I don't want to see you again.
Yes, we can be friends. Like, we're homies.
You're still not
getting it. We can be friends.
Yeah, like, I forgive you.
After disrespecting you.
It's okay. I didn't die now.
No. So this is the thing. No grudge. I'm not begrudging you. We're not fighting. We're cool.
But I don't.
I'd rather run into you at the airport and say hi and pass.
But not work with you every day.
I don't want to see you every frigging day of the week.
Why? Because
no, sir.
The wounds haven't healed completely.
What
no,
wound?
They have, but I just.
I don't want to be in that space again.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm done.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the.
Don't you hear that? The saying that I can forgive you, but not be. You know, we don't have to be in the same space again. Yes, we don't have to be friends again.
The only attractive thing there is a six figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you do anything for pay?
I'm working legally.
Yes. Okay, so that attitude of someone that could have respectfully served the breakfast, and
that's his personal life.
No, wait, now. So that personal life is not there as your boss
at work.
Yes.
When are you going to start bringing personal issues at work now? If he wants to, that's on him.
But again, again, don't forget, he's offering me the job, meaning that he's higher up,
higher
there
than you are,
or she,
or he owns the office, or she.
And that means that anything can come up. It might not even be an attitude thing. It might just be that. Oh, I want you back. And then I'm like, are you crazy?
And so if
and
I
then
say,
you start shaming
exactly,
shaking at
no,
work.
So you say you want me back and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this.
You leave the job.
Of course. If you want to start stressing my life.
So why put yourself in that position in the first place?
Because if you have a job for me, I'll come and do the work and I get paid and I'll
go. That's why you need to assess things before you say yes. But it's not about us. Lagos, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-71. 90. Okay. It's the look on this face. 01465-7190. If you're a lady, join the conversation. The phone lines are open. It's either you're on my side or you're on Nancy's side, but we want to hear from
so
you.
So this person said,
don't forget six figures.
You guys, somebody said, Lori, you know, six figures. Sakba doing press up as if you cannot be professional at work.
Can be, honey, you can be. That's what I'm saying. You trust you, but can you trust them?
Hey, say what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch and Fancy Nancy in the building. Man, thank God it's Friday. Omo, if not me, I go take the offer as long as there's six figures attached to it.
I don't
but
know what we're saying.
Make that love no come ahead again, no, because I go play her for the rest of her my life till I die. I swear to God. That created me. She must see Shiggy.
See that? So for some people, the yes is, I'm going to take the job and show you Shiggy. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm done with that part of my life. So can we move on to brighter issues?
Let me just say something.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos!
Hey! Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name? Your name is?
Olawale from my address.
Olawale. Olawale kilo ma se ni si tesan yen.
Padi mi SIS. For this kind of economy.
You go collect the job.
I'll take the job.
Olawale. Olawale.
Olawale. Let him give his reasons.
Don't call so.
Okay.
Wale pami. Wale ah.
Yeah,
wale.
I'll take it.
Oh.
I'll take it. And as for those judiciary.
No, we are not talking about that. That's sound off. We don't take thoughts on sound off, okay?
We don't
Olawale. All right, we have to go for a quick break, guys. When we come back, we're still taking your thoughts on this matter. Will Sakpa let you take a job from a terrible, toxic ex, especially knowing that you're going to be working under them? Stay with us.
What's up,
Lagos? Cheers to life, baby!
The very first Friday in the month of December.
Yeah!
And we're gonna turn up tonight.
Yeah!
Somewhere tonight.
Yeah!
All right, yeah. 3 minutes past 11. And right now, we're gonna be asking Marianne, where is
you? You are loving me, baby. You love me.
Fancy Nancy.
Yeah.
He doesn't love her.
Six figures will make you go and work for somebody who is toxic.
And you have seen their ins and outs.
She's nodding her pretty
head. She said, baby, I see just dollar signs, baby. That's all I see.
Six figures.
All right, let me read this message before we go to the phone lines. Remember, you can be on this by getting onto the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a female, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. This message from Joseph in Igodo. Good morning, Stretch and Marianne and Fancy. For me, I won't take that job to avoid many things. It's not about the kind of economy we're in now. Some people have good paying jobs, but no peace of mind, which kills faster than we think. After the whole buzz we had in the past, I beg, my sanity first. I don't want to go back to old memories.
Team
Taking
sanity.
That job will only make you cheap and worthless.
Six that figures ain't cheap, says. Girl. Six figures ain't cheap.
Team sanity, baby.
So he can afford to pay you six figures. That means you're cheap. He can buy you.
Thank you so much for paying me six figures.
And buying me.
Let's do this again. Same time, same place.
You survive 1 month.
We'll be all right, Jerry.
Elite.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation if you're a lady. We want to hear the ladies because, you see, it can be a man, it can be a woman. We're all toxic. We can be toxic. It's not, you know, I hear some people saying he. No, it can also be
can
a lady.
Can be a female.
Mm-hmm. So,
feminine.
How ready are you to earn that money? Because it's not that they're dashing you the money the moment you show up.
Yeah,
you're going to have to walk through it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but let's go to the phone lines and take your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Prophet, it means a prophetess.
Prophetess.
Yes, it means a prophetess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think all of you are getting this right as regards to what is money.
Mm.
God said money is protection. You are you above God? Then as regard to the source is coming, God said that when you love God, he make your enemy to be at peace with you. He can use your enemy to carry your excess luggage.
I like it.
Or to renovate your abandoned house. Okay. And yet throw him away.
Okay.
Don't you know that God is the owner of Satan? He can use Satan to torment you. He can use Satan to carry your load. And to help you out of a situation you cannot help yourself.
Rema.
You know what? You know what?
Yes.
My son, I want you to be more what they call it, spiritual.
Okay.
You know, God said when the man says he's wicked,
yes,
he will send another wicked man.
Oh,
Rema.
So I will take that job.
That's what all this quotation is for.
Do my necessary job there, and yet not cut count him in material.
What
are you swallowing?
May your enemies carry your luggage.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, live. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Eboluwa. I'm calling from Sule. But presently, I'm at Aja.
Okay.
But Ebu will not take this money. I hear his voice.
That woman that just spoke finish now. I owe the woman one bag of pure water.
Hey! They're bringing contributions.
Ebu, what will you do?
Ebu will take the money.
For me, I'm on Sakpa, I don't be your mate, so I go and send the job.
Ebu, this woman is toxic.
You'll be all right.
And that doesn't mean I'm concerned for the clash now.
Fancy Nancy tell you we're having a meeting here.
Yes.
Go and meet.
We're meeting for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
All the best. Be going there. Go and drink your pure water.
It's beef. Marianne, this is beef.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
The
Queen of Sheba.
My name is Dan P from Igondo.
Dan P.
I like that woman, Mrs. Akigbe. She is so philosophical.
People will
not understand what she says. I'm telling you.
Even me.
I like that woman. She speaks so deep, philosophical.
Yeah.
But mommy, I go take the job.
With all this talk, I'm taking this job.
You are joining us for lunch.
I go take that job. Any way she carry come, I go pull her.
She's toxic.
Carry that job.
Well, are you sure you?
There's tenacity.
She's going to be your madam.
Sir?
Yes.
Sir?
I beg. Sing Toronto. Toronto. I beg. Sing
for you. Okay. We'll do one verse for you. Just by popular demand.
Yes. All right? Toronto.
Oh, God help us.
Can we be serious on this show, please? We are paid to do a job
God
here.
Help us, so.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Engineer Redeemer. I'm calling from Aja Traffic.
Aja Traffic is a place. Yes. My brother, yes. God, the Lord is your strength.
No. It's a place and a thing.
So, as for me, I wouldn't take the job.
Yes!
You be sabi guy. Tell us.
My father always said that no matter how hungry you are, you should learn how to say no to any gift that comes with disrespect.
Maria, you hear?
So, for me, I wouldn't take the job. But
Wait, let him talk. Go on, go on. What will you call me? You won't take the job.
I'll give it a second thought because.
Jesus.
Honestly speaking,
Jesus.
With the situation of fuel in this country.
Are you engineer or near engine?
With the increase in Gary price.
Are you engineer or near engine?
I just think I would just manage.
After what your father told you.
He choked.
I'll have to disrespect him.
Engineer, you need to be redeemed. You are not. Look.
He said he will disrespect his father.
I repeat, six figures. I've been saying these six figures.
Lagosians, people will not kill you. After you have made a perfect speech.
My father told me that.
You should not take a job that comes with disrespect. But he said, because of all the sufferings and the price of fear, I will disrespect my father.
The annoying part is that you took straight bullets. On my behalf, Stretch was coming for
Stretch
me.
Stretch is in love with me. So anyway, as he opens his mouth, he opens his mouth to me. Kuku, come and marry me. Let's rest.
Please pick Kojo.
I'm not picking.
Oh yeah, please.
Pick me.
Ooh, hey. I love that.
Hey. It's all right.
Sound. Let's take a call, please. Hello, welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Esquire.
In terms of disrespect, job is not my job, but it's already my job, my dear sister.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
What's your name, sir?
My sister Kingsley from Ikorodu.
Kingsley, you collect this money. Kingsley, you work with this woman.
It's not collecting the money. It's how all the wahala she will give you on the job.
I told you that in terms of this disrespect, I will get it, but the job is already mine. I will collect it.
He's working.
Yeah, we collect
He's
it.
Working there already.
Kingsley. I can't let go. Kingsley.
I'm going to get now.
Hey, Jehovah's
If Shaka hurt you, my brother, you will forget who hates you. I love the quote from Mrs. Akibe. When you are at peace with a human being, your enemy will carry your luggage.
Carry me, they go. Someone needs to come and punch us out of this. Infogirl is here, very disappointed in us.
Infogirl, did we appoint you?
She's shaking. No, you're
disappointed. Did we appoint you?
What's up, Lagos? Can you be calming down?
Can you be calming down? This noise is getting too much.
They've sent us message that we should conduct ourselves in a very disorderly, orderly way. Constructive
way. That children are watching us
with, like adults.
And children are watching us with punitive measures to enhance our infrastructure.
Children are watching us with punitive measures?
To enhance our infrastructure. Yes, okay. Yeah, so we're calm.
Yes, to
speak bid English, they'll think
we
you're
promise to behave ourselves till 12 o'clock. Yes, yeah. Thank you, and God bless.
So, we're asking, will you collect this job? So, let me read the message here. The first day I heard Marianne's voice, I knew she was a scam. Fancy, let's be people. Let me finish, please. We are going back to that behavior.
Sorry,
let's be real, because they broke my heart now. They are compensating. Fancy Nancy, a real person, I beg. You should have said Fancy Nancy, a real thief. Team six figures. Mommy Wa has spoken. Bam. That's team six figures. Someone says, Stretch, somebody said you should pick her up. I hear him. What are you talking about? Therapy. I didn't hear it. good afternoon, guys. I'm Mario from Bagada. The six figures go build immunity towards the toxic ex. I go collect the money.
I'll take
the money itself as pension for all the things I've passed through in the past. As long as the money is mine, we'll enjoy the toxicity.
I wish you all the best. You understand me?
God, I wish you all the best. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you come out there with that toxic nature and pettiness and the person jails you, that you stole office property.
Everybody's going to jail.
Okay.
We're going to the bank.
And the person stole, you
to
stole
get
office
a six
property.
Figure salary.
You know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know yourself. Yes. The phone lines, if you want to call, you see how we are calm now. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you have anything to say, will you take the job? Your ex, toxic ex, that could have broken up with you nicely, did it in a very, maybe on your birthday.
Does anybody break up with anybody nicely?
Yes, there's a way now. If
of course, people will go their way to make a way.
Or what if I'm going overseas?
It's not you, it's me, you know.
It could be real.
That's nice.
Yeah. Than saying on your birthday, when you want to cut cake, just cut the cake, it's over. It's written inside it.
Hey,
oh, or sends you a text message, or just blocks you. Eh? Oh, or just blocks you. So that's, and then I'll go and just let go to the phone. Like, if you're a woman,
whatever this person did to Stretch was, see, I'm going to beg.
01
come and beg Stretch.
01465.
It's okay, becoming
I'm reading the phone number.
Baby, it's okay. It's okay.
I should not read the phone number.
It's okay.
It's the baby for me.
It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. Somebody really hurt Stretch. We have to try to calm him down.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Emmanuel calling from Okota.
Emmanuel. Your voice is very serious.
Yeah,
like we're serious.
If it's me, I won't collect the money.
Why?
Yeah,
why will you not take it?
You're going to be jobless.
No, let's be the lazy man that will be jobless.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes.
No
except
food.
Except you're lazy, as you're naturally lazy.
Okay.
As far as I say, you are a man, you must always figure out one or two things to do.
You can figure out the six figures.
Yes, so... Except you don't have any other option.
Hmm.
Even myself, without any other option, I won't collect the job.
Yes.
That's just, maybe I'll just say that's my own kind of pride, though. Yes, because I've dated you, I know what I did, and all of a sudden, she said, you're no longer interested. My sister, my brother, I'll just move forward with my life. Me,
please,
somewhere before you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you,
exactly,
Jerry.
Before you now come and cuckoo shame me in front of more people.
Me. Yes.
Yes. So Fancy Nancy, all she sees is money. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Lagos!
Cheers to life.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Kingsley calling from Lekki.
All right, Kingsley. Turn down the volume of your radio completely,
AKA for real.
All right. So, Kingsley, will you take this job?
Really? I didn't hear the question. I just called in.
Okay, Kingsley, the question is your ex that dumped you in a very disrespectful way. Now, after they dumped you and disgraced and embarrassed and broke your heart, then 2 years after, they are offering you a job with six figures. Will you work under her? Not literally.
Okay. First of all, I cannot allow her to break my heart. My heart does not belong to her. My heart belongs to me.
No.
Secondly, I'll work under her.
Not
this is going to pay me.
Not them.
I'll collect my money.
Not them.
Thank you so much for calling.
That's all.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's all.
Have a blessed day.
Goodbye.
You too. Okay. You too.
Goodbye. Go and
that's
meet,
all.
Go and meet your ex.
That's all.
Nobody can break.
Hello, good morning. What's
his
up, Lagos?
Belongs to him.
What's up, Lagos? Yes.
Cheers to life. You got 15 seconds, honey. Go ahead.
My name is Sunday, calling from Bariga.
Sunday Mayong. Yeah. Sunday, this Friday.
Sunday, welcome.
Hi, Sunday.
Thank you.
Sunday, we have to bring you back. Ubogobas.
Yes. You see, the thing is that if a woman insulted me, and I know it's a trap that she's setting for me, after you might have insulted me, you quit from me, maybe I'm no longer... what we used to be, and now you want me to come and work under you.
You won't work under her.
You turn me to food man.
Boy, Sunday, we'll bring you back. We'll bring you back. We have to go for a quick break right now, okay, Sunday?
That way. Now, you know. Baby, drop the instrumental.
For VI.
Who told you that?
It's him, yeah.
Now, there we sit down.
Uncle Mick, we do this show because time to go.
But we say we go behave ourselves again.
This is me behaving.
Behaving again on you.
Okay, guys, we've been talking about something while we were on that break, so we want to bring it out now. This is the People's Parliament. You understand me? On a Friday. You get it? Let me put out this message. So this young lady put out a tweet, and I want to read it out. She said, I started talking to this new guy. He invited me over, so I went to his house for the first time. I was hungry, and there was no food, so he asked me to cook. He said I should make plantain and chicken. Now, when I cut the plantain, he came in and counted it. He said, so I don't take out of it. I was like, I thought he was joking, till I ate three while I was cooking. He came in to count again when I was serving the food, and he got very angry that I ate three out of it. So I apologized and said, can I fry one more plantain to make up for the one that I ate? And he went off, on me about the food stuff being very expensive now. And then he insisted that the three would be from my own portion of food. So she's saying, don't be angry, Is this a red flag?
Mm-mm. It's a purple flag.
But there's sakpa now. Maybe it's sakpa.
So wait, sakpa, I think it's not about sakpa. I think this person is a control freak. And
stingy.
I can call that
In Sierra Leone, in Creole, we say krabit.
Krabit
like
somebody.
Like akagum.
Say krabit somebody.
That you come and, lady is in the kitchen.
To want to refry.
Frying plantain. So she chose how.
Yeah, we'll even eat one whole plantain while I'm frying it.
So she cut it, and you came to count the pieces of what she cut, and you say it's sakpa. It's not sakpa. It's expensive.
You've been talking sakpa. To me. It's my first time in your house, and you go off on me about plantain. That girl is
not
nice.
Even one bunch.
She's I will leave that house. I will go buy a bunch of plantain and dump it at the front door. No, the front porch. I'm not coming into that house, but that's it. Enjoy the plantain.
I will not even. Okay, well, the table's been.
Plantain is his problem. Food is expensive. I get it.
No, I think
but
he has a.
Should you go off on three?
He needs a shrink. He needs somebody to take.
But wait,
but give him benefit
side,
of doubt.
Plantain is expensive now.
So what?
Like 4K for a bunch.
So somebody ate
so Nancy,
three.
I'm so sorry. You come to my house
that
for the first time, and you're even being nice to me. You're making the food. It's not even me making the food. You're making the food, and then you eat three bodies, three.
But is this government? This government. Wait, everybody blame government. Let me blame government. Is this government? If you people made the environment conducive, a man would not be complaining on three pieces of plantain. Is this government?
Please join the conversation. No, we don't have time. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And you can be part of the conversation if you're a lady, because you Ubu that like to go and cook in my house.
There's
465-7190. 01465-7190. My case is the other way around. If you invite me, you are cooking. Join
I
the
cook,
conversation.
If I cook, you go to hospital.
Can you do anything? Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I'm a
Lagosian. What will be thy name?
Sir?
This kind of a thing end up a marriage or a proposed marriage from a Christian. He got 15 pieces of meat on the way to the home, and the girlfriend came, who they have already acknowledged to be his wife in the church. He asked me to cook, asked her to cook the food. So when she must have finished cooking,
they counted the meat.
They asked her to take her own portion and eat. That he's not ready to eat now. Later he wants to relax. He went to the pub and counted the meat. It was left with only eight pieces.
Oh, misappropriation.
And somebody ate eight pieces of meat at a go.
Oh, no.
So in that manner, the man is right to call off the engagement.
Okay.
And let me tell you, Fred, there is a time for everything, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
The time to cook,
and time to eat.
It's not time for you to start feeding your stomach. So the detriment of those who you want to share.
Praise.
Amen.
You're not allowed to taste the
hello.
Food where you're cooking.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
This is Ekene calling.
Ekene Kedu?
Adam,
Adam, can I go ahead?
see that man. That is what we call Akagom plus Aradite.
Aradite.
Akagom is a senior.
It's a very big senior. That is not even a red flag. It's a mixture of black and red flag. So that kind of man will use black to measure yam.
I'm woman. Telling you. And the soap used to... she should run, Abi.
Run, no.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Akagom.
She's still asking.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Maybe she likes him.
Oh, okay. Like her.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's
just
up?
Alive.
Yes, just alive.
Yes, what's your name, sir?
Well,
what's your name?
My name is Oluwatosi. I'm coming from Okwebi.
All right, Tosi, you don't see anything wrong?
I don't see anything wrong in a lady tasting food. Why
my brother, Egba ni Elaja.
It's crazy.
Well, anyway, it's even the first topic I wanted to contribute to.
Oh, sorry, that topic has gone.
Hello,
good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey,
what's up, Lagos?
This
is my Korodu lover. You are the one that kept me. I hear you denied me.
Ikorodu,
you denied me.
We are meeting in court.
I did not die. I thought yesterday you wasn't around.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
So,
the plantain, is it that the guy, did he want to go and sell it in the market? Or
He's going inside his belly. Is it your plantain?
Inside his stomach.
Is it not meant for eating?
Mm-hmm. But why would she eat it in the kitchen?
Who sent her? Does she not have home training?
Does she not have home training?
That is not an issue. The
guy
is even
trying
just three slices of plantain.
How many would you have eaten?
Yeah, I would have eaten the whole one. Like,
I would eat plenty. I will be testing some things now. It's true. You see, women, that's why people are fat and healthy.
Stop it. Why are you body shaming us on radio? What's wrong with you?
Fat and healthy. They will come out of the kitchen and say, I don't feel like eating now. You have eaten in the kitchen.
Nah, but I'm not even going to lie. Like, when I make pancakes on a Saturday, I will eat like four before I start serving. I'm not going to eat because I'm not going to eat again when I'm done.
Why don't you come to the table where the family is eating?
It's nicer when it's hot. Like,
so those that are out there will wait for what?
They wait for the meal to be served.
Wait for the people to be served. Your mouth to be
small picking for junction. They wait to do you this thing.
Wherever.
Read message. Ogbeni, let's go.
Message has old word. They are just calling their names. Church, Fancy Nancy and Marianne. Inekami. That's all the person said. I don't know whether he's talking about this situation or the one before. Then let me see. Wedding is about to
Judge,
my
we,
wife
we
and
gotta
priest.
Go.
Okay, it's not about this one. It's about
we gotta go. We gotta go, guys. We have to go. It's been a very beautiful Friday. I have had so much laughs today.
You're speaking in Bakara.
Too much English.
You're speaking.
I can't believe that Stretch and I could make a great, pair of singers. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted to say.
Don Jazzy, sit down there.
I thought you wanted to say. Great
better come and
Don
sign
Jazzy,
on.
Sit down
in
there.
Fact, Don Jazzy, we don't want.
No, don't worry. Let talent be wasted.
Don't want. Don't worry. We have artists in town. Donnie McLaughlin is gonna sign
me
today.
Don't worry.
Yeah, play.
And you, that Grammy. You don't like Grammy, Abi.
You don't like it. And it's Grammys that we're bringing to the table. Leave it. Do you have table?
Don't mind him.
Leave it.
Don't worry.
I'm still looking for the talent.
Your head is not level.
Small picking will tell you this thing.
Nonsense.
Anyway, my name is Mary Anna Cole. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, or you can search for Mary Ann Jekyll Cole anywhere.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. See you. I'm going to be at TBS. I don't know what I'm doing.
Me right too, baby.
Yeah.
Backstage.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have
Fancy
a beautiful
Nancy.
Weekend. Fancy Nancy,
Hello,
you know I
Lagos.
Love you.
I know you do.
Uh-huh. So, what's happening this weekend? Tweet at me. Come on my Instagram. See me and Stretch backstage. Tonight.
Tonight.
Goodbye.